You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What if I told you that the people around you during your labor and birth can make all the difference in your experience? Well, that's because a supported birth is a safe birth, and you need to feel safe to give birth. So today we're diving into the circle of support. These are the key players who will be by your side during labor and how to make sure you build the best birth team. Welcome to the Birth with Power podcast, where knowledge is power and power transforms birth. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, mom of two and practicing board certified OBGYN with over 20 years of experience and nearly 2,000 births attended. I've seen firsthand how the hospital system can leave women feeling unheard and uncertain, but that doesn't have to be your story. Here, you'll get the knowledge, support, and strategies to take charge of your birth experience so you can walk into the hospital feeling calm, confident, and empowered. Note, this podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. See the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hey there, before we dive into the episode, the Birth with Power pathway launches in May. And if you're getting ready for your hospital birth, you don't want to miss it. It's the updated version of my online birth course designed to get you calm, confident, and empowered. Hop on my email list now at drnicolerankins.com/email to be the first to know when it's live. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I am so glad that you're spending some time with me today. Okay, so here's the thing. In order to give birth, you need to feel safe. And you feel safe when you have great support. A supported birth is a safe birth. And the right support will help you feel calm, heard, and in control, even when things don't go as planned. But the wrong support, that can leave you feeling anxious, unheard, or even traumatized. So in this Thursday episode of the podcast, and Thursday episodes are bonus episodes that are only available to subscribers, you're going to learn about the circle of support. Your circle of support should surround you like a protective shield, keeping you at the center and ensuring you feel secure, respected, and empowered. When your team aligns with your birth wishes, you can navigate labor with more confidence and ease. Now, the circle of support is actually part of my new signature framework in childbirth education class, the Birth with Power pathway, designed to help you take charge of your birth. And your circle of support includes these players: your doctor, hospital, labor nurse, partner, and if you choose to have one, a doula. So let's break down each key member of your circle of support and things you need to look for. First up is your doctor. Your doctor is more than just about medical care. They play a major role in your birth experience. One of the biggest factors in your birth experience is your doctor. But not all doctors approach birth the same way. Some are very supportive of physiologic birth, low intervention birth, while others are more medically focused. And it's really important for you to find a doctor whose approach aligns with your birth preferences. A great doctor will take the time to listen to your concerns, provide evidence-based guidance, and support your choices whenever possible. They should really empower you to make informed decisions, and they should respect your birth wishes while also preparing you for any necessary medical interventions and helping you feel comfortable about those interventions if it comes to that. Now, here's a question that you can ask when you are looking for a doctor for your prenatal care. And that is, what is your philosophy on birth? Now, your doctor might look at you a little funny, like, what? What do you, huh? Because it's a little bit of an unusual question. They may even ask you what you mean, but this is a great question to help understand how they approach birth. And their approach to birth is really important to how they take care of you. So for example, if someone asked me that question, I'd say that my philosophy is that birth is a normal, natural process. However, sometimes things can happen that are dangerous or even life-threatening to mom and or the baby. I start from a position that everything is going to go well during birth because most likely that's what's going to happen. Most births do not have dangerous complications. However, I am fully prepared to handle things if they start to not go well. I don't have to get ready because I stay ready, okay, for anything that comes my way. I also practice shared decision making. I am not making decisions for you. I'm giving you the information based on my knowledge and expertise to help you make decisions for yourself, taking into account your own unique circumstances. I don't give cookie cutter advice. Now, of course, I had the benefit of thinking about this before I hit record, okay? So don't expect this type of answer to necessarily flow off the top of someone's head, but you're getting an idea of the things that you should look for. Also, some things that might be a red flag is if they answer that question with how dangerous birth is. Like, birth is dangerous. Some doctors approach every birth as a disaster waiting to happen. That's going to influence their recommendations and I believe increase the chance of interventions that may not necessarily be warranted. Also be concerned if they dismiss the question outright and don't even try to answer. That's a red flag if they're not open to have these types of discussions. All right, number two, the hospital. Your hospital sets the tone for your birth, super important. Every hospital has its own culture and policies. They can have a huge impact on your experience, and one hospital can be very different from another hospital that's right down the street. Some hospitals have a very medicalized approach to birth, while others are certainly more supportive of a physiologic or low intervention birth experience. And it's really important for you to understand how your hospital falls on that spectrum and how your chosen hospital aligns with your birth preferences. Now, one of the best ways to gauge this is by asking about specific policies. For example, you can ask, like on a hospital tour, for instance, what are your policies on movement, eating, and intermittent monitoring during labor? A hospital that truly supports physiologic birth or low intervention birth will encourage movement during labor. They will support light eating. Everyone should be able to drink during labor. They should offer intermittent monitoring, wireless monitoring options. They should have things like birth balls, peanut balls to support you. Now, if a hospital has very rigid policies around these things, like they require continuous monitoring for every patient, even if you're low risk, if they restrict food and drink, or they limit movement, all of those are signs that their approach is a lot more medically focused. Finding something to wear during pregnancy shouldn't feel frustrating. And with Armoire, it's actually fun. Armoire is a clothing rental membership that gives you access to high quality, beautiful pieces that fit your changing body and your style. You take a quick 5-minute style quiz, pick what you love, and fresh styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. I recently tried Armoire and y'all, I loved the dress they sent. It was flowy, flattering, and it had pockets. I felt so good wearing it. You know that feeling when something just fits right? That's what Armoire delivers. And for you, Armoire is the answer to feeling cute and confident in maternity clothes without spending a fortune. No more clutter, no more wasting money on clothes that won't fit in a month. Just stylish, feel-good options on your terms. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Dr. Nicole. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/Dr. Nicole to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. I think more and more hospitals are on the right page in terms of supporting movement, eating, drinking, intermittent monitoring, but you really won't know until you ask the questions. Now, a bonus question to ask is, what is the hospital's overall cesarean rate for first-time moms having a full-term single baby in the head down position? It's a very specific question. It's something called the NTSV rate. That stands for nulliparous term singleton vertex, which is first time moms, full term, single baby, head down. That number should be around, should be 23.9% or less. I know that's a weird number, but that's the goal set by the Joint Commission who accredits hospitals. So it should be 23.9% or less. I work at a hospital, and I work at a level 3 hospital that has the highest level NICU, or the just below the highest level NICU, and takes most of the complex babies in the area. Our C-section rate, even with the complex patient population, is 20%, hovers around 20%, so it can totally be done. All right, number 3 in your circle of support is your labor nurse. Your labor nurse is the one who is with you for the majority of your labor. Your doctor is not there. And the support of your labor nurse can make such a huge difference in your experience. So many people will remember their labor nurse more than anything out of their birth experience. A compassionate and patient-centered labor nurse can provide emotional support, hands-on comfort measures, and advocate for your birth wishes. I've seen great labor nurses who've even run interference on a doctor who was known to do a lot of episiotomies. They would wait to call the doctor at the very last minute, so there was no time to cut an episiotomy, or they'd even remove the scissors from the delivery table. So having a great nurse can be a really strong asset for you. Now, you generally won't get to choose your nurse. One will be assigned to you. But when you arrive at the hospital, you can certainly ask in the beginning, hey, I'd like a nurse who enjoys taking care of patients who want a low intervention birth, or something along those lines if that's important to you. It's really important to advocate for your needs in that way. Also, if something doesn't feel right, you can ask for a different nurse. You can speak to the charge nurse and ask for another one. Because you want a labor nurse who listens to and respects your birth preferences. She's not dismissive or condescending. You want your nurse to be a supportive and reassuring presence, especially during those intense moments. And you want a nurse who communicates clearly and keeps you informed of what's happening. If those things aren't the case, don't be afraid to ask for another nurse. Number 4 in the circle is your partner. They can play a critical role in emotional support. Now, it might not be your partner, it may be a family member, maybe a close friend who's with you, but they play an essential role in your emotional well-being during labor. A prepared and confident partner can help you feel supported, encouraged, and empowered. Now, to help your partner step into this role most effectively, they should learn about labor and birth ahead of time by attending classes or reading reliable resources. I've had so many women say that they love my childbirth education class because they were able to do it with their partner. You also want to have your partner practice comfort techniques like counterpressure, massage, and breathing exercises. They should really be able to offer emotional reassurance, especially during intense contractions or moments of doubt during the labor. And they need to be familiar with your birth wishes so that they can help advocate for you. Now, I will say as a caveat to that advocate piece is that not all partners will feel comfortable advocating, and that is perfectly okay. But that's something that you need to discuss ahead of time and plan accordingly for, Because in that case, you may want to have someone else there, or you should have someone, because everybody should have someone with you who can help advocate for you during your labor. And you may want to have the final member of the circle of support, which is a doula. A doula is a trained birth support professional who provides continuous emotional, physical, and even informational support throughout your labor and birth. They typically are not trained medical professionals, although some doulas do have a medical background, but a medical background is not required. Now, research has shown that having continuous labor support from someone like a doula has been shown to reduce the need for pain medication, increase the chances of having a vaginal birth, so lowering C-section rates, and also increase satisfaction with the birth experience. So we should all be supportive of doulas. And doulas can be especially beneficial if your partner is not familiar with birth, or if you want that extra layer of support from someone who is experienced in the birth process. Now, if you're considering a doula, once you're finished listening to this episode, go listen to episode 218 of this podcast. There is a step-by-step process where I teach you how to choose a doula, including the exact questions you need to ask. That is drnicolerankins.com/episode218, and we will link that in the show notes. Now, as part of the Birth with Power pathway, my new framework to help you take charge of your birth, I've created the Best Birth Team Checklist. It's a comprehensive list of questions for your doctor, the hospital, and a doula. It is exactly what you need to build your best birth team. And the best way to know when this is ready for you is to hop on my email list at drnicolerankins.com/email. When you get on my email list, you'll also start getting the Birth with Power Brief. That's my weekly email newsletter that gives you a birth tip. It shares a fun fact about pregnancy, birth, or postpartum, and it gives you one small step to take each week to take charge of your birth. So again, that's drnicolerankins.com/email. All right, that is it for this episode. If you found it helpful, do me a solid, share it with a friend, because every pregnant woman in person deserves to feel informed and empowered. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you love the show, I'd appreciate you leaving a quick review. It helps more moms to be find birth with power. And most importantly, it helps them step into birth with confidence, just like you. Come check me out on the gram. I'm on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins. That's a great way for us to connect outside of the show. My DMs are open, and I love to hear what you think about the show there, or send me any show ideas. And then do me one last favor, please, and come on back next week. And remember, trust your power and take charge of your birth.
This weekend only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.